Erev Tov, good evening. Shlomo Weiss, Shlita, last night in the course of the shiur that we gave, we mentioned a comment which is found in Masechet Sofrim. So he asked if we could elaborate on that, and I hope to begin with that. On page number two of the handout. There you are. So we're going to elaborate on the he'ara that you asked last night. So on page number two of this handout, you have Masechet Sofrim, upper part of the right-hand side of the page. Masechet Sofrim speaks about the din of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. And as you can see in Halach above, the Masechet Sofrim writes the following: the Ketzin Bevarchim, B'yom Rishon Hamadik Bevarch Shalosh, V'Haroem Bevarch Shtayim. The first night of Chanukah, the one who lights the Ner Chanukah is going to make three brachas. The one who sees Ner Chanukah will make two brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvosu V'Tzivonu LaHadlik Ner. It's interesting that the nusach that's found in Masechet Sofrim is LaHadlik Ner. There are two other nuschos, one that's mentioned by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, his language, if you take a look in the upper left-hand corner of the same page here, page number two, in Tafresh Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Lahadik Ner Chanukah. And the practice of the Ramah, which is mentioned by many Rishonim, and the Ashkenazic practices, Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah. So here the Masechet Sofrim, interestingly enough, the nusach that he has in terms of the bracha is lahadlik ner, and then continues Masechet Sofrim, the omer after one lighting the ner, the omer haneros ha'elu anu madlikim ala yeshuos v'ala nisim v'ala niflos asher osis ala v'seinu ayidei kohanecha ha'kadoshim v'chol shmona simei chanukah haneros ha'elu kodesh v'en lanu shus lishtamish bohem Elo l'rosem bilvod k'dei l'holdos l'shmecha, al niflo secha, v'yal nisecha, v'al yeshua secha. And then, following upon this statement, the Masechet Sofrim continues, Baruch Atah Hashem shechiyonu, v'omer she'os anisen avoseinu, elu l'madlik. So the madlik has essentially, is involved in three brachas. Avo l'roe en omer b'yom marisha l'ashtayim shechiyonu, Vishaosa. And Mikan Vela Hamadik Mavarch Lahadik Vishaosa Varoe Omer Shaosa Nisim. So one striking chiddush that I referred to last evening, found here in Masechet Sofrim, is that Haneros Halala was said right after the first bracha, the bracha of the Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah. And of course, this is something which is striking and seems to be, even in some respects, difficult to understand. Why should I interrupt? And why should I somehow take the recital of Haneros Halalu, Anu Madlikim, and place it betwixt and between the first bracha and the other brachas? So the obvious maskana that one has to come to, that the Masechet Sofrim felt that the other two brachas, apparently, of She'asa Nisim and Shechiyonu, do not necessarily have to be said over Lasiyasan. We have one bracha, which is the Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Gemara says several times in Shas, that Kol HaMitzvahs Bevorech Alein over Lasiyasan. That when it comes to a bracha that's made on a mitzvah, that bracha is made prior to the performance of the mitzvah. The Gemara has a number of times in Shas this comment, and the Gemara actually uses a striking expression that we've already noted a number of times. The Achronim speak about it. The term that is used in the Gemara is over lasiyasan. The Gemara then attempts to figure out what this term means. The Gemara cites a series of psukim to indicate that the term over means prior to the performance of the mitzvah. The Gemara could have used the language of samuch lasiyasan, or lifnei asiyasan, or kodem asiyasan. All these would imply prior to the performance of the mitzvah. But the term over implies, and that's how the Achronim explained, the Achronim and the Vilna Gaon specifically notes, and we mentioned this in the context of the mitzvah of Esrog and Lulav, that Tosfos already discusses, and the Shulchan points out that most people, what they do is they invert the Esrog, they say the bracha with the Esrog inverted, and then after the bracha is over, they'll once again reinvert the Esrog, because the Gemara says the only Yotze, the mitzvahs, derech gedilasan, atzvi shitim omnim, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. However, the minhag agua is to do it with the Esrog not inverted. Esrog is held upright in the normal fashion with the lulav. The bracha is made. However, I have kabana not to be yotze till after the bracha. And that would be the most synchronized kind of over elasiyasan, literally prior to the performance of the mitzvah. That's the minhag of many in brisk, those who follow minhag agua. But coming back to the issue over here, Masechet Sofrim indicates that the first bracha is said, Asher Kiddushonu B'Misosu Tzivonu L'Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah, and then subsequently the Ner clearly is being lit, and then we go ahead and we say Haner Asal Olam. So apparently the Masechet Sofrim assumes that the other brachos, namely Sh'asa Nisim and Shechayonu, are not said over Lasiyasa, are not said prior to the performance of the mitzvah, but Dafka, the moment the person sees the Ner that's already Nidlak, let's say the first night for sure, and the other nights as well. So one sees the Ner that's Omer the Dolik, and for that matter, these brachas seem to be not in the Geder of Birchas HaMitzvah, but perhaps in the Geder of Birchas HaRoeh, because the Gemara also speaks about, here you have it as well on the sheet in front of you. If you look at page number one, you'll see the two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and also the Gemara in Sukkah. I mentioned it in last year as well, the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav, and also the Gemara in Shabbos and Chof Gimel. The Gemara speaks about Haroah Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. Both of these Gemaras indicate that, and apparently these two other brachos, namely the bracha of Sh'asa Nisim and the bracha of Shechayonah, seem to be in the category of a Birchas Haroah. This is unlike the position of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch Tavrish Ayin Vav. The Ramah quotes actually in the name of the Maril. If you look in page number two, in the upper left-hand corner, the Ramah says very clearly, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Milel Rishon Elech Mevarech Shtayim L'Hadim Shasa Nisim, but we just saw, from the second day on, you only make two brachas, you don't make the third bracha. Shechayon was made on the Yantar of Chanukah, there's no need to make it more than once. And then the Ramah says, B'Yivarech Kol HaBrachos Kodem She'yaschil L'Hadlik. All these brachas should be made prior to the hadlaka. So here we see a machlokes between the position of the Ramah, name of the Maril, and the Masechet Sofrim disagrees with the psak halacha of the Ramah, the name of the Maril. So apparently the assumption, inexorably, of the Masechet Sofrim is that Haneros Halola was not just a kind of piyut, but rather somehow it's connected inextricably to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And if you will, it's a integral part of the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah requires us to go ahead and light the Ner Chanukah. But there's also a second element involved, namely Pirsumei Nisa, as we mentioned last evening. We referred to the Rambam and the language of the Mechaber, namely that one has to be very nizer regarding Halakos Ner Chanukah. And the Rambam calls this mitzvah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. And the mitzvah is laharos u legalos hanes. It could be that's the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam felt that somehow we have two aspects, two components of the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah, of course, is the act of hadlaka, lighting Neros Chanukah, but integrally intertwined with it is this element of Pirsumei Nisa. And there's no way that one could be mefarsein the nes without some sort of explanatory comment. The explanatory comment is found in Haneros Halol Kodeshein Benon Roshos Lishtamish plan. In the context of Dalat Kosos, so there also we have an obligation to drink the Dalat Kosos, but that also is accompanied by the din of Pirsumei Nisa. We noted last evening in the Shir that the Mechaber brings over here the obligation, even if one is an Oni, to be Mechazer al Apsachim, to go and beg if necessary and sell one's clothing in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah. A similar din applies to four kosos, the four cups of wine, the Leil HaSeder, and they have the common denominator, says the Avnei Nezer, Pirsumei Nisa, are publicized in the Nezer of Chanukah. But in the context of our kosos, there we have the four kosos that are recited in the context of the Haggadah. Namely, each kos relates to a different part of the Haggadah. We have the kos of Kiddush, the first kos. We have the second kos, which is the kos on the bracha of God Yisrael, of the Haggadah itself. We have the kos of Birchas Hamazon, the kos of Hallel. And we know as well, we mentioned this last evening as well, in the Shir, in Purim, we have the Kriyas HaMegillah. We read the Megillah Sefer, and that's how we understand. And we have the Torah Shebichsav relating to the entire saga that occurred in Purim. But Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, you simply have an action, a physical performance of an active Hadlaka, without any Pesumei Nisa in a verbal kind of way. So Masechet Sofim contends that one has to recite Haneres Halalo immediately after the act of Hadlaka, before actually one gets to the other Birchos Haroeh, the Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and the Bracha of Shechiyonu. So I mentioned last evening that I heard from my Rebbe, Maron Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, that in this machlok between Masechet Sofrim on the one side and the Ramah according to Maril on the other side, that he holds like his father, and his father had the following approach, the following practical approach in terms of how he went ahead and in terms of these great poskim. On the first night, there's no other Eitzah. You have to be known like the Psak of the Ramah. There's only one candle. So you are more or less thrust into a position where you have no choice to make the bracha before you're going ahead and lighting the Neres Chanukah. The other nights, you have an Eitzah to be known. You can be Yotzi actually both Shitas. First, you'll make a bracha, the Hadlik, Ner Shel Chanukah, before the Hadlaka of the Ner Rishon. And then the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan between the Hadlaka of the Ner Rishon and the Hadlaka of the other candles, means according to the Maril, quoted by the Ramah, who said that you should make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan over Lassi Yasan, then it's still called over Lassi Yasan. The fact that you still have more candles that you have to light. So you're still in the process of doing the mitzvah of over Lassi Yasan, according to Masechet Sofrim, that the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan is said as a kind of bracha saroeh of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, it has to be said, Dafka, after you are Madlik the Ner, and you already saw the Ner, one Ner you saw, we're talking about the other nights of Hanukkah. So now you have the first Ner, that's Doleg, and that itself will suffice. So this issue is a fascinating issue, and it relates to a broader question, which Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal on a number of occasions discussed. Namely, what is the nature of this Brach of Sha'asa Nisim? And the reason why it's relevant, because again, in the Imam Mekomos that I sent you, there is also a comment of the Hagos Mamonios found on page number one in the lower part of the Maram Mokam sheet with Hagos Mamonios weighs in on another question, actually two questions. He brings two opinions regarding the issue of someone who sees Ner Chanukah. If I see someone else's Ner Chanukah, I'm walking in the streets during Chanukah and I see someone's Ner Dolek, someone's Ner is lit, and I plan on lighting in my house subsequently, in a short while. Now the question is, do I make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Shechiyonu on that re'iyah? On the fact that I witnessed, the fact that I observed someone else, that the Ner is either outside or the Ner is from his window. From the simple pshat in the Rambam here in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Megillah, now Halacha Dalet, if you take a look at that Rambam, which is found on page number one, you'll see how the Rambam records the Halacha. The Rambam mentions over here, he tells you, that Hamadik Osa Belayla Harishon on the first night, Mivarech Shalosh Brachos V'Elohein. The following three brachos are said: Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushon Mitzosav Tzivonu LaHadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Derech Agav, the Nusach Rambam is like the Nusach of Ashkenazim, and even though the Mechaber Paskins LaHadlik Ner Chanukah, which is against the Rambam and against the Rif and against other Rishonim, so I once heard from Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, the son of Mara Goyen of Avad Yosef Zatzal, he once commented that it's fascinating that the Mechaber, apparently, even though generally speaking, the Mechaber is not inclined towards any kind of Kabbalistic interpretations. Very rare to see the Mechaber invoking something in Kabbalah. Almost, I would say, non-existent. Here and there, you have maybe minor remozim in the Mechaber, but more or less, the Mechaber operates lefi Hanigla was found in Talmud Babli and the like. However, here we have an unusual event where the Mechaber Paskin, the bracha is Hamadlik. You make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Chanukah and not Ner Shel Chanukah. This is based on the Ari HaKadosh. It's based on Kavanos that are Benistar, that are esoteric in nature. And somehow here the Mechaber felt constrained to follow not the Rambam, not the Rif, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, which also there's a raya from the Gemara itself. The Gemara brings a discussion whether halakha osa mitzvah or hanocha osa mitzvah. One of the proofs that halakha osa mitzvah is the fact that the bracha is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. But there is also a text in the Kedukei Sofrim that indicates that the proper bracha is lahadlik ner Chanukah, but this is primarily based on al pi Ari HaKadosh, based on kavanos, esoteric kavanos that are involved. So here, Rav Yitzhak Yosef Shlita indicated that since we're not talking about Isur HaHeter, we're just talking about a Nusach HaBracha, so here some other Mechaber felt that he could go ahead and invoke a Kabbalistic foundation in order to support his thesis regarding the Bracha, namely that of the Ari HaKadosh, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, as opposed to the Ram of Nusach, which generally the Mechaber follows, Lahadik Ner Shol Chanukah. That's just a side comment. But continuing on the language of the Rambam, so he writes, Umadlikin, you're supposed to obviously light on the first night three brachos. The Rambam continues, the Rambam says that one who sees the Ner Chanukah and did not make a bracha, so did not yet make a bracha, apparently on his own hadlaka, he's going to make two brachas. Means by virtue of the fact that he saw, he witnessed, he observed someone else who had lit Neros Chanukah, and now he's on his way, let's say, to light his own Neros, but hasn't yet made those brachas, he will make these two brachas, and Agos Maimonides directly below brings actually two opinions regarding this issue. Someone who sees Ner Chanukah of somebody else, that the Ner has already been lit, and he plans on lighting his own home, the question is, would he make a Shasa Nisim Shechayonu on the Re'iyah, on the fact that he observed and witnessed someone else's Neros, and that's a machlokes. Here we have, in effect, two opinions that the Hagos Maimonides writes. However, the simple text of the Rambam would indicate, when the Rambam says, Kolaroos Ovelo Berach, Mashma, that as long as he has not yet made these brachos, he has to make a bracha on the Riyah. He's going to make two brachos, namely, Shos Tadisim and Shechayanu, even though he plans on lighting himself in his own home subsequently. So again, going back to the comment the Masech Sofrim. Here again, Lagos Maimonides quotes another opinion of the Masech Sofrim that we just saw, that you make Shechayanu and Chasanisim after the Hadlaka, after the light the Ner Chanukah. And the Ramah, as I just mentioned, quotes from the Maril, that all these brachas are made before you begin to light Ner Chanukah, in order that the bracha should all be over the Asiyasan, should be prior to the Asiyas HaMitzah. So the question is, what is this Machlokas? What exactly is the nature of this argument between the Don't they have poskim over here? So our Salvezhi Zatzal a number of times commented and essentially articulated a fundamental chakira regarding the nature of the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim that's, of course, associated with the Neros of Chanukah. And there's a possible suggestion that perhaps there are two different actions that are associated with the mitzvah. And we sort of alluded to this last evening. And we spoke about the very essence of what Yom Tov HaChanukah is all about, Shevach V'Hodah to Hashem Yisbarach. So it could be that the Maisa Mitzvah of Halakas Neros Chanukah has in it a two-pronged element. On the one hand, the Maisa Mitzvah, the obligation to light Neros Chanukah. On the other hand, there's also another aspect, namely the aspect of not just the Maisa Mitzvah, an obligation, Lefar Semes Hanes. We mentioned the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, Laharos U'Legalos Hanes. So it could very well be that is built in to the very essence of the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is, as I said, of a dual nature. There's the action of Hadlaka, and then there's the Pirsum Hanes associated with that Hadlaka. So that would make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, would it be an integral part of the Birchas HaMitzvah? And it's almost as if there are two Birchas HaMitzvahs that are being recited over here. You might ask, where do we find an analog? Where do we find a makor for such a concept? So the answer is Taisis in Psochim and Avzayim and Aleph, and Taisis at the end of Perikol Kisvei in Shabbos in the context of Bris Milah. There are two brachas that are made at the very outset. One is the bracha on the action of the Milah itself. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishonu Mitzvaso Yetzivonu Ala Milah. And the second bracha, Lachnisa Bibriso Shavim Avino. What is the nature of that bracha? Is that bracha made prior to the act of Milah as the first bracha is? Or is it made after? So there's an opinion of the Rashba Mishans, quoted by Taisim Sochem Dav Zayin and Aleph, and Taisim is also in the Perikol Kisvei, the end of Perikol Kisvei, the end of Rabbi Lozer the Mila, the end of Perek Avlaz of the Mila, this where it discusses in Yonam of Mila. So there also, there's an opinion of the Taisa Shans is quoted as well. And apparently there are two different aspects to the Maisa Mila. So Rav Saletchi once said at a bris, he said, first there's the action of the Mila itself, the circumcision itself, the Maisa Mitzah. And then there's the concept of being a Ben Bris. There's the concept of a Chalois Ben Bris. That is a certain status that now is conferred upon the individual. If you want another example, I'll give you perhaps a further example. Taisa discusses this in Brachas also. The Machlokes between the Mechaber Ramah regarding how many Brachas are said on Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad, you make two Brachas, one Bracha. You say Baruch Shem. What exactly is going on over here? One of the most complicated issues in Halacha. But apparently the two Brachas, one is the Haniach Tefillin that goes above the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. And one is al-mitzvah tefillin. And Rav Soloveitchik commented, al-mitzvah tefillin, the nature of that bracha is, the pasuk says, v'ro kolam yaros kishem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaro mimeka, and some Rishonim, the Rosh, and other Rishonim, back when we say, ote yisrael b'sifara, that tefillin shavosh are like a garland of glory around a person's head, like a kesel, like a crown that a person wears, ote yisrael b'sifara. Matter of fact, the Rambam quotes say, fascinating practice that some Sfaradim and Mazir also follow, that on Tisha B'Av they only wear Tefillin Shel Yad, not Tefillin Shel Rosh, because the pasuk says in Eicha, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, that Hashem, in effect, cast away the Tiferes Yisrael that refers to Tefillin Shel Rosh, so they only wear Tefillin Shel Yad. So here we have two brachos, and it could very well be these two brachos also are part of the Maisa Mitzvah. One is the actual Hanochas Tefillin, the obligation to put Tefillin on one's arm and on one's head. And the second obligation, it's also an integral part of the Maisa Mitzvah, is in effect that one has this halo around him, one has this keser around him, and that is, of course, the hoyu l'toytofos b'nei necha, loshen havaya, that now we have a crown that's literally encircling my head, but it's also part of the Maisa Mitzvah. I'm giving you two analogs, two perhaps other examples where you find two aspects of a Maisa Mitzvah, so too in Avakas Nechanukah. It could very well be that the Bracha of Shrasa Nisim is an integral part of the Maisa Mitzvah of Nechanukah. Or the other possibility, which seems to be much more likely, more plausible, more logical, that the Bracha of Shrasa Nisim is purely a Bracha Saroah. It's not a Bracha Samitzvah to be Mepharsim the Nes, but rather a Bracha is made on the Re'iyah, because obviously every time a person is Madlik Neres Chanukah, you're also at the same time, you are a Roah. You are witnessing, you are observing the Neres of Chanukah. So it could be that both of these issues that Dagos Maimonides raises, namely issue number one, whether if I am walking home, let's say I went to Davin, and now I see someone else's Neres Chanukah in the window, and I plan on lighting Neres Chanukah in my own home in a few moments from now, would I make these two brachas of She'as Nisim and Shechel Yonim on the Re'iyah? On the fact that I witnessed, that I am observing someone else's Neres Chanukah. There are two opinions about this, Hagos Maimonides. The Rambam clearly is mashma, kolzman shelo beirach, as long as I have not yet made these two brachas, I make them on the fact that I saw someone else's Neres Chanukah lit, even though I plan on lighting myself subsequently. That's one issue. And the second issue is whether these brachas are made, shechiyon v'shos anisim, after the halakas Neros, as Masechus Sofrim suggests, all the way the Rambam quotes in the Ma'aril, that the brachas, all of them are made before I begin the act of hadlacha, all the brachas should be over lasiyasa. So it would seem that these two issues are really totally zebazeh. They seem to be dependent one upon the other. If you assume that the bracha of Shas Anisim is a kind of bichas hamitzah, part of a two-pronged action on publicizing the Nes of Hanukkah, this bracha also should be made before the hadlacha and before all the other elements come into play, that because the din is that you have to make it over lasiyasan. That's exactly what the Maril points out. She yivarech kol habrachos kodem sheyaschol lahadlik. All the brachas should be made prior to the hadlaka. And so too, if a person sees a ner doleg shel chavero, I'm walking home from shul, I plan on lighting my own neros Chanukah, I see someone else's neros that are lit in the window, so even though I plan on lighting myself, so you should wait till you go home and light yourself, and make the bracha shasa nisim on the mitzvah pesumi nisim. Don't make the bracha now b'shas riya, because the bracha will not be b'shlei musa. The bracha is not obviously complete or total or wholesome, because you are only witnessing a riya pirsim hanes. Better to do a maisa adlaka And then, if you make the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and then it will be accompanied by the other two brachas, Shel Sadis and Shechi Yonu, in effect, that would be a much more complete type of mitzvah. But if you assume that the bracha of Shel Sanisim, the din is that every madlik is also a roeh and has to make a bracha on the Re'iyah, so perhaps once you make a bracha, dafka after the hadlaka, as Masechah Sofim indicates, or someone who sees a ner dolok, you see a candle that's lit, even though your intention is to light afterwards in your own home, you should make a bracha right now. You don't have to wait until you go home and light ner Chanukah, because the entire bracha essentially exhausts itself on the act of Re'iyah. That's the nature of that bracha. The bracha of Shas and Nisim is a bracha on the Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, the fact that I saw Neros that were lit. So Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that his grandfather, I think his father was also knowing like that, both of them, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and Rav Meis Soloveitchik, Zechat Tzadikim Lebracha, they were very careful when they walked home from shul. So they did not look. They were not mistakel, in order they should not enter into a suffix of a Birchas Aroah. This is classic brisk, literally brisk in its classic form. And the minhag of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, said Rav Soloveitchik, was also of his grandfather. The first night he would, of course, make all the brachas, all three, before the act of hadlaka, before lighting Neres Chanukah. But from the second night on, he made a bracha before the hadlaka, only the bracha of the hadlik Neres Chanukah. And then he lit one candle, and then he would go ahead and, as I said, make the other two brachas, Shasanisim, and light the other candles. And this way he'd be yotze all the two shitas. If the bracha of Shasanisim is a Birchas HaRoeh, so then he's now witnessing, he's seeing the Ner HaRishon, the first candle. But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Pir Samaes, he did not yet light the other Neros, and the bracha will be Chal, and all the Neros is going to light subsequently. So this is a very fascinating discussion between Masechah Sofrim and the Ramah, the name of the Mariel.
Is that how you do? Do you make the brachas non-ro, but with a break of lighting?
You're asking what I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I prefer not to answer that question. I think we should try to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch in general. But I'm not... So I'm not going to reveal exactly what my own practice is regarding this matter. I'll just mention in this vein that it's very fascinating that when we speak about the Birchas HaRoeh, which is what we've been talking about, which is the two Gemaras in Shabbos over here and the Gemara in Sukkah that Memvov, HaRoeh Nesha Chanukah Tzorch Levarech, so Rashi comments over here, we're talking about, if you look at Rashi, you can see it actually inside, Rashi speaks about an individual that requires this bracha, l'misha lo hidlik beveso adayan o liyoshe besvina. Rashi says someone's on a ship and not in a position to go ahead and light Neros Chanukah, or someone that they did not light for him in his own home, or he's not in a position to light Neros Chanukah. So essentially the issue which Rashi is already alluding to as well, means Rashi, again, as I indicated, seems to be in conflict with other Rishonim. And I didn't mention all the Rishonim here. There is a big machlokes Rishonim. Again, whether there's an adifus that a person should make the bracha Shas and Nisim on a ner that I light myself. If you look at the Rashba, I didn't Xerox for you the Rashba, but I saw this evening the Rashba writes that he tells you only someone who doesn't plan on lighting Neros himself that night is going to make a She'asa Nisim on Neros Shel Acherim. If he sees the Neros of others, the Rashba says here, HaRoeh Mevarech Shtayim Mistabra B'Shelo Hidlik V'Lo Hidlik Ola B'Toch Beisa V'Eno Asir L'Hadik HaLayla. He doesn't plan on lighting. He himself did not light. They didn't light on his behalf. HaLav Hochi Eno Tzorach Levarech. We don't find someone who fulfilled the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, and then once again he's going to make the bracha later on in the Riyah. And it was better, according to the Rashba, a person should make Shas and Nisim on the ner that he himself is going to light. You do the act of Hadlaka, and that act of Hadlaka also is accompanied by a bracha of Shas and Nisim. But as I said, Rashi on the Sugya and the Ritzvah on the Sugya, they clearly make a distinction. And this issue, as I said, is a very fundamental machlokes about the nature of the bracha of Shas and Nisim. So obviously it's better that a person makes it on a ner that he himself lights. And that clearly, as I said, emanates from this issue, from this question that Rav Chaim Brisker raised and that Rav Soloveitchik raised and Rav Soloveitchik raised, what the nature of this bracha is of Sha'asa Nisim. I want to just comment on the Shulchan Aruch, actually you have it in front of you on page number 3, as Xerox of Mishnah Berurah here, so you can actually see how the Mishnah Berurah presents this halacha. So the Mechaber says in Tafrei Shayin Vav, he writes that first, Hamadik B'lev Rishon B'varach Gimel Brachos. He tells you three brachos. Number one, the Hadik Ner Chanukah, as I pointed out, the Nusach and the Mechaber. Unlike the Ashkenazi practice, the Hadik Ner Shol Chanukah. The Mechaber says the Hadik Ner Chanukah. And then he tells you, B'shasalisim Shechayanu, Im Lo Berach Zman B'lev Rishon B'varach B'lev Sheinu K'sha Yizkar. That's in general din that Shechayanu goes on the particular time period, namely the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Just as there's a psak also, a famous psak of Rav Chaim Brisker, person that makes Shechianu on the first night of Pesach, or didn't make it on the first night of Sukkot, you'll make it on the other days as well. And here in similar halacha, the Mechaber quotes with reference to Chanukah. And then in halacha Beis, the Mechaber says, "Velel Rishon ve'elach mevarach lahadik b'shasa nisim." After the first night, then you're only going to make two brachas. Lahadik ner shasa nisim, you'll make Shechianu again. And the Ramah that I quoted, "Vivarach la brachas kodem she'asko lahadik," all the brachas will be made before you begin the actual hadlaka. And then in Gimel, the Mechaber says, Mishalo hidlik, ve'no asa lahadik bosa alayla, ve'gami ma'adikim ala b'tok beso. This position is the position I mentioned, the name of Rashi. That's what Rashi calls Masechah Shabbos, someone who did not yet light Neres Chanukah and doesn't plan on lighting that night. He's in a ship. He's in an area where he cannot light. And they're not going to light for him. So then, Shavuot Ner Chanukah, b'varach she'asa nisim, if night 2 and 3 he's going to light Neiros Chanukah, since he already made obviously Shechianu, there's no need to make it again. And then Halacha David, the Mechaber says Zaha Shehidlik, Omer Haneiros Halovu Anam Adlikim Al Atshuol Silanisim Al Adiflos. So look at the Mishnah Berurah here, and there are a number of fascinating items in the Mishnah Berurah I just want to draw your attention to, if I may. Mishnah Berurah first comments in Sivkot and Aleph, when the Mechaber says Lahadik Ner Chanukah, he points out the Gemara and the Pesukim say Ner Shal Chanukah. That's the Rashal, it's the Rambam, it's the Rif. And I indicated that it's fascinating that the Mechaber here differs from the Rambam and the Rif. But we mentioned the Svara of Agon of Yitzhak Yosef Shlita regarding the Ari HaKadosh and the Kavanos that are involved over here. What you should not do, you should not say Shalach Chanukah in one word. That would be inappropriate. The Mishnah Berurah points that out. But one should say the bracha v'hadlik ner, again, shel Chanukah. And then he writes, that's in the Sidkot and Aleph. And a bit later, Mishnah Berurah has a number of other fascinating ha'aros. He points out that regarding Shechayanu, once this man comes, you make the bracha, there's no need to make it again, a second time, a third time, a fourth time, obviously not. And then in Halacha, in Sivkot and Dalit, Mishnah Berurah comments, Kodom Sheyasko Lahadlik, that the brachas have to be Oyvel Asiyasan. And then he says, a person lit Neros Chanukah, but you forgot to make a bracha. So in general, we paskin that the bracha is not Ma'akev the mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Brachas. It's in general, Adin and Shulchan Aruch, that the bracha is never Ma'akev the mitzvah. That a person, even though you did the mitzvah without a bracha, the din is here, you don't say. So in Mishnah Berurah refers to this din. You lit Neros Chanukah, you forgot to make a bracha. And Barakodim Shehid the Kula Niska Adayim Lebech, but now you are night number 3, and you didn't yet light the third candle. And now you remind yourself, I forgot to make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. Yeshul Lebarakal HaBrachas. This is Rabbi Kivege, the famous Tshuva, Mishnah Berurah quotes, that you could then at that point still make all the brachos, because you're still involved in the process of the Maisa Mitzvah, even though the Mitzvah of that night is one there. And the other two are just in the gather of Mahadrin. B'chol Zos, Rabbi Kivege says, one can still go ahead and make a bracha. However, Mishnah Berurah adds, as a postscription, this galacha shehid the kulam, once you light all the candles, end of the brach bicha sahadik, brach bicha shasadisim, chem bicha shechiyar, yeshul the varech. Once they're all lit, then you can't make a bracha any longer on the Maisa Mitzvah that you completed. However, the other two brachas you can make, ostensibly, because they are considered to be in the gather of bicha saroe. And now you are witnessing, you're observing the other candles, all the candles, and therefore you can make these other two brachas of Shechianu and the Brach of Shiras and Nisim. Mishnah Berurah then goes on in Hay and refers to the position of Rashi that we mentioned a moment ago. I just want to now refer to a very beautiful comment in the Mishnah Berurah, which is found in Sivkot and Ches, that after you are madlik, then you say Haneros Halolo. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches, Acha shehidlik ner arishon shua ikar, omer Haneros Halolo. After you lit the first ner, which is the ikar of that night, the Mishnah Berurah is obviously weighing in on the issue we discussed. Then you say Haneros Halolo, biyigmar haadlokos biot sheomer Haneros. And while you're lighting the other candles, so then you are reciting Haneros Halolo. So here the Mishnah Berurah, again, seemingly is in sync with the position of Abchai Briska that I mentioned earlier. And then he writes something very striking. Uvenusach Haneros yeshlo lamid vav tevos. Kineged Haneros shol Chanukah milvat elu shnei tevos Haneros Halolo. Mishnah Berurah points out, on Haneros Halolo, you have 36 words corresponding to the Neros of Hanukkah. Besides these two words, Haneros Halolo kloma, Haneros Halolo heim lamid vav, Adkan Lishon Mashal. And he points out that these two words of Haneros Halolo, there are eight letters, remnants to the 8 days of Hanukkah. Mishnah Berurah then, of course, as a postscript says, Mikomukam Mishinoi Gloma Haneros Halolo, Lacha Shehidli Kakol, Nami Shapidomit. You could say it even afterwards, and it's also, Mishnah Berurah justifies that kind of behavior. What is the nature of this comment with reference to Lamid Vav Neros? Here I just like to mention the Sefer Rokeach. As you know, we have 36 candles with the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, most of the Holech, up to 36 candles, usually in the boxes of candles that they sold in America. I use a Shemen Zayis, I have a menorah, but in America they sell exactly the exact number of candles that are required, 36.
When's the last 29 minutes? The 29-minute candles?
I am not familiar with that concept, but hopefully they last a half hour. But with the Shamash, you have 44 Neros. So usually they sell boxes of 44, if I'm not mistaken. That's how it works. God forbid something should happen to one Ner, Rachman al-Litzlan, you're essentially out of business. But the reason why this is very fascinating is a comment in the Sefer Rokeach. This number, 36, Rashi actually quotes a bit of this medrash. A famous Rashi notes when Hashem created light, so then Hashem decided to be gonez the or the tzaddikim b'asilavam. That light went into Geniza. That light was Nignaz. And now the question is, when was it Nignaz? So the Medrash says it was Nignaz 36 hours after it was created. Again, the number Lamed Vav, 36 hours after its creation, that's when it was put into Geniza. So the Rokeach says, there was Chanukah, are these 36 candles? Of course, the question is, Ma'inyan Shemitah, it's Har Sinai. What's the connection between these seemingly disparate elements? So, Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of Chassidus Sfarim. He didn't often quote them, but here and there, we discovered that he was quite familiar with Chassidus Sfarim, especially the Likutei Torah of the Balatanya. I would say he knew it by heart. The Sefer Tanya, he knew literally Mila B'Mila, just like he knew the Rambam, the Vuchim Mila B'Mila, and the Mishnah Torah Kimat Mila B'Mila. He also was quite familiar with the B'nai Yisoschar. He was very much in love with that Sefer, and the B'nai Yisoschar, I actually look at it every Yom Tiv. So he brings, I believe, from Rav Pinchas Koritza, who says that all the Masechtas in Shas, there's no Talmud Bavli on all the Sedarim, but how many Masechtas of Bavli do we have? 36 Masechtas. And then the B'nai Yisoschar discusses the Gemara in Yuma. I'm not going to go through the entire Gemara, but the Gemara is discussing Perach HaBeis of Tehillim, which the Gemara says in Megillah was recited by Esther on the way to the throne room of Achashverosh. We are very familiar with that capital, with that Perach in Tehillim. Lamatzeach ala yolas ha-shachar, keili, keili, lama azavtoni. She was frightened. The Gemara says in Yuma, and Daf Chavtes, ma yolas ha-shachar sof ha-layla, Af Esther sof kol ha-nisim. Esther represents the end of all nisim, the end of all miracles. And the Gemara asks the kasha, what about Chanukah? Vayikra Chanukah. So the Gemara answers, Nitna likosev ka'amar. We're talking about that which is found in Torah Shevichsav. This, of course, is referring to what we discussed yesterday, the distinction between Chanukah and Purim, why the Rambam felt constrained to present the backdrop for Chanukah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah as well. Purim, there's no need, because Purim has a Torah Shevichsav, has a clear text, namely the Megillah Esther. And Chanukah is primarily founded upon Torah Shebaal Peh. So here we have the Gemara asked this question. The Gemara goes further, that the distinction between Chanukah and Purim, that Chanukah, of course, is not in Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara said, Bishlam, according to Man Yoma, there are 24 Svarim of Kisvei HaKodesh, and we are talking about Megillas Esther, but if you hold that, Megillas Esther is not included, so then Chanukah and Purim, lo nitnu likasev. So the Gemara actually asked this kasha, and the Gemara answers that we're talking about the Man Yoma, the Chanukah and Purim are included in Kisvei HaKodesh. What exactly does that mean? The Nes of Purim certainly nitnu likasev. The Nes of Chanukah is lo nitnu likasev. It's not written down. There's no text. We know we have all kinds of Megillas Antioches, and we have as well Sefer HaMakabim. It's fascinating that often people don't look at Sefer HaMakabim, but the Rambam himself, in Pirush HaMishnah, cites Sefer HaMakabim. The Rambam, even though the Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin and Parachelek, that Klakari B'Svar Machitzenim Ein Lecheg Lolam Habos, so the Ritva already knows that's only if you do it Bikvias. If you devote enormous amounts of time, your Koveya, like Kvias Itel HaTer that we spoke about in Simur Reish Nun Hei. So if you are covetim for machitzayin, and then ain't lochel glolam haba. But for one to go through sefer hamakimim seems to be not an incorrect thing to do. The Rambam cites the sefer hamakimim in Pirush HaMishnayos in the context of one of the events that cited over there. My father Basham was very into sefer hamakimim, very into all these quaint and exotic kind of svarim, and that's why I somehow beYerusha was zechatil as well. So there in Sefer HaMakabim, the Rambam comments on it, Zokein, who refused to fight on Shabbos. The din is Milchemes Mitzvah is permissible on Shabbos. Chazal Darshit, not Ritzo, including Shabbos. So you're allowed to fight Milchemes Mitzvah on Shabbos. And the Rambam cites this story, and the story is only found in Sefer HaMakabim. So it's clear the Rambam knew Sefer HaMakabim, which is not a Chiddush. But the Rambam, again, is very much in sync with the Ritzo's comment in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Chelek, that only if you Koveya, I'm not commenting on that issue right now. It's just that I'm mentioning it, but there's a distinction the Gemara has in Yuma between Purim and Chanukah. One is Nitan Likasev, one is Lo Nitan Likasev. So Mashma from the Gemara that Chanukah is the Yom of the Torah Shebal Peh, as I mentioned yesterday. So the Bnei Yisoschar notes actually that this is really fascinating because we see Midrashim of a similar nature. That the Maral has a well-known drasha on Chanukah, and the entire drasha is based on this Medrash Chazal. The Medrash comments, Choshech zeh chochmas yavon. Even though people say, what do you mean, Choshech? The Greeks were the most enlightened people. How could that be Choshech? So that requires a separate discussion, which I'm not going into right now. But whatever the case is, you see that when we are speaking about Ora, the Gemara Megillah, Lahudim Ma'isaira, Ora Zutera, Besimcha Besasa Vikor. We need the Chochmas HaTorah in order to combat the Choshech of Yavon. Sheh Shichu Eseinayim Sheh Yisrael Big Zeroseyim. Chochmas Odom Tori Ponov. So, what's the whole idea of Chanukah? The whole idea of Chanukah is that even though, in effect, we have, as we know, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, after the Churban, that Nebuah ended essentially. And we have a difficult situation. We don't have direct contact with Hashem Yisbarach. However, there is contact with Hashem Yisbarach. That's what the Bnei Yisrael points out. Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael, even though there's no Nebuah, what the Gemara says in Bar Basra, Chocham Adav Minavi. And the Chocham is even greater than a Navi. And therefore we have the Dibrei Chochma of Hashem Yisbarach is embedded, of course, where? In the 36 Mesechtes. So in effect, La'ihudim Ha'isa'ira B'simcha B'sasim Vikar came to Yalanu, that these 36 Masechtas are in the Bechina of Chochem Adiv Minavi, and that, of course, is the Torah Shebal Peh, the greatness of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Chochem Asiyata Dishmaya. These are the Ramazim, the 36 candles, connected to the 36 Masechtas. That's the or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to his lost love. So we have an opportunity in this world, the Olam Hazeh, to have a sampling, to have a bit of a taste of that Olam Hazeh, because where is it going? The answer is it's going to the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Mesilas Yisharim, Reb Chal, or he quotes in the Sefer, the Marim Bamatziah, Toshes Choshech Vihiloyla, Choshech Zaylam Hazeh, that unfortunately this world is very, very dark because people often become deluged and swamped with materialistic pursuits that the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes in the Pasha, Yaakov Avinu, Yest Hashem Yisbarach, Manasan Li Lechem Lechel Lebegel Lilbosh. One has to be mistapik b'muot. One can actually suffice on very little. One does not need a lot. And Hashem created the items that are needed most, namely air, oxygen that we need to breathe, those are those elements, the elements that are found in a sense in the most Baruch Hashem expansive kind of way. That's what Rabbi Mechai points out in Perash Al Torah, and that pasuk, "V'nasan li lechem lechel u'begel lilbosh." So, what is the primary pursuit of a Jew? primary pursuit is, as the Navi says, lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach yim beruchi yom HaShem tzvokos, the haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah, one of the two haftarahs of Shabbos Chanukah, when there are two Shabbosim. So in the ruchniistic realm, if we want to combat the choshech sheyavon, the way to do so is by the or, that's nignaz and Torah Shabbal Peh, that's what the rokech means. All this is not completely, but partially, I sort of dramatize it a bit as well. In the B'nai Yisoschar, namely, 36 neros corresponding to the 36 hours that the or was nignaz, and we want to uncover and ferret out that or, the way to do so is by studying the 36 Masechtos of HaTalmud, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here apparently is alluding to. And the Mishnah Berurah has this comment, Ubunusach HaNeros, Yesh Olam Mitebos, Negan HaNeros Shal Chanukah, Midbal Eilu Shnei Tebos HaNeros HaLolo, Lam Mitvav, and the two Tebos of HaNeros HaLolo, Ches Osios, Yud Ches Yimei Chanukah. So in effect, what we have in the Yom Tov of Chanukah, we have the Torah Sheh Baal Peh is literally, completely, and totally enveloped through the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And that's, of course, all what the Rambam says as well. Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Chaviva Hi Ad Mod. And yet, yesterday in the Shir, we questioned, we don't find this Lashon with any other mitzvah. The only time in Mishnah Torah we find such a language of Laharois Ulegalos Hanes, that is a mitzvah Chaviva. The Chavivas of Chanukah, and perhaps the Chavivas of Chanukah, is related to this element as well, namely the ability of a Jew to connect to Hashem Yisbarach through the study of Torah Shebaal Peh, halabai, that we should be zoche, la Yehudim ha'isa'ira, v'simcha v'sosim v'ikar, kein te'alano, that through the Neros Chanukah, through the 36 Neros, through our delving into Torah Shebaal Peh, we'll be able to once again bring back the Or HaGonos of Hashem Yisbarach, and bring back, in effect, where the Ramban writes, throughout his parish al Torah, our whole motivation is to once again come back to the matzav of other Rishon Kona Machet. That's essentially the task, the mandate of all of us, and halabai, we should be able to do that by carefully studying the Torah Shebaal Peh and uncovering the Or HaGonos and the fact being zoche to that light in our own day and age. Kishem Shasa Nisim b'mechanukah, kach yaseh lono HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisim, the way he did la'avoseinu, should be b'yom ma'ein, b'zman hazeh, omein, ken yehi ratzon.